Number one. Neither of the twins were well dressed. The sentence should say, neither of the twins was well dressed. We need to match the subject and the verb. The twins were not dressed in the same way or in the same clothes, which is plural. Or, neither of the twins was dressed in the same way, singular. Number two. Thank you very much for inviting my husband and me to dinner. First of all, thank you should be written as two words. When thank you is used as an adjective before a noun, it is hyphenated. For example, a thank you note would be thank hyphen you. Subject or object pronoun. In this sentence, me, as in my husband and me to dinner, is correct because it is what is called an object pronoun. The rule of thumb is you and me equals us, you and I equals we. Number three. Every member of staff is requested to see their manager if they have any problems. This should say, all members of staff are requested to see their manager if they have any problems. Or, every member of staff is requested to see his or her manager if she or he has any problems. It is important to be consistent in the use of pronouns. Sometimes, in an effort to avoid gender bias, people use they and their. This is fine, so long as the subject is plural. Otherwise, you need to use he, she, and his, her, though this is rather clumsy. Number four. In the 1990s, the board was under pressure from their shareholders to change its policy. This should be, in the 1990s, the board were under pressure from their shareholders to change their policy. Or, in the 1990s, the board was under pressure from its shareholders to change its policy. Collective nouns. Nouns like company, group, family, England, the BBC, for example, are collective nouns, and these can be considered as plural or singular. You choose a singular verb if you think of the group as a single unit, and a plural verb if you think of the group as a number of individuals. Therefore, it is important to be consistent thereafter in the use of verbs and pronouns that relate to it. Apostrophes. In the 1990s is a straightforward plural and needs no apostrophe. Apostrophes are used for two reasons. One, use an apostrophe to show a missing letter or letters. For example, there is a shorter version of they are. The apostrophe shows the letter A is missing. We use isn't for is not. Can't equals cannot. Hasn't equals has not. I'm equals I am. The second reason is to use an apostrophe to show belonging to or of for common nouns, things or objects, and proper nouns, people or places. The easiest way to know where to place the apostrophe is to turn the phrase round to identify the root word. Always always place the apostrophe after the root word. For example, a week's holiday, holiday of a week. Company's policy, policy of the company. Men's shower facilities, shower facilities of the men. Children's creche, creche of the children. The girls' dormitory, dormitory of the girls. The birds' nesting boxes of the birds. And Simon's new car belonging to Simon. When we turn the word around to identify the root word, we can see how we put the apostrophe immediately after this root word. Number 5. With reference to your letter of the 14th of January. This is better said as, thank you for your letter of the 14th of January. Write in complete sentences. A sentence is the grammatical name given to a group of words that can stand by themselves and make sense. A sentence must have both a subject and a verb. With reference to your letter of the 14th of January, has no verb, therefore it is not a sentence. Always remember to start a sentence with a capital letter, end a sentence with a full stop, an exclamation mark or question mark.